I'm joined by Michael Herford, who is a solicitor and founder of App Legal Lifelines. Michael, thanks very much for joining us. What was your reaction to Ricardo dos Santos saying he doesn't feel safe driving around London?
Gianluca, it's a pleasure to speak with you and your listeners. And my reaction, it was that of many in the community, which is it's not a shock, sadly. We've had incidences, obviously, with Mr. Dos Santos, with Dawn Butler, with Faith Holmes Lewis, myself. I've been, obviously, it wasn't as high profile, but it's happened to our parents. Mm. It's happened to some of us listening, and it's happening to our children, and it will continue to happen unless something's done to break this cycle.
Before we talk about solutions, what's your experience of stop and search?
Well, I've been stopped and searched, which it was done very well in terms of if you're going to be stopped and searched, comply is my first bit of advice. And, I've been treated very well by the police prior to 2007, when I was subjected to a hard stop, which, unlike what happened to Mr. Dos Santos, I was with four other friends, and we were, let's just say, well, it felt like we were being rammed off the road, and people, there was a policeman at every door, shining lights brightly into our faces, screaming, and I have to say, swearing, which was shocking. It was genuinely, like Mr. Dos Santos said, it was actually scary, and we all got pulled out of the car. Mm. I'm a polite person by nature, and I'm extra polite if it's an officer of the law, as you should be. But what happened was, we were all sworn at. They were sure there were drugs in the car. Where the effing drugs? Like, it was truly terrifying. And the ordeal went on for about 20 minutes before we were cleared and allowed on our way, shaken with no apology. And it's incidents like that that don't get recorded or reported, which are going on, sadly, which are doing enormous damage to policing.
Yeah. I was going to say, just in case anyone was offended, even though you alluded to the word, just because, as you're aware, we're on radio, so I just want to make sure, I apologise just in case there was anyone might have been upset by that. But we take on board the sentiment. What do you believe are the solutions to this? Because you set up an app, Legal Lifelines, in response to some of the experiences you had.
Yeah, well, because what happened to me was literally unbelievable. I hadn't ever experienced that, especially from our police, who I do respect and should be respected. I just want to put that out there. But I on the whole, the police are very good. Now, what I did was to create an app which is available to the community, and it's free to use, and it has a button which allows you, in situations where you are being stopped or you're about to be stopped, to record what's happening, and it records it onto your phone, but also saves it in a separate location, which allows it to be accessed by, yourself as the app user or legal professional, should you want the situation to be checked. You can also press another button that gets you immediate legal advice. So if you're in a situation where you're not sure if you can be stopped or what you should do, you can phone and get immediate advice, as well as there being information on stop and search, on most scenarios, on what to expect and what your rights are in various circumstances.
And what are your rights when it comes to stop and search?
Well, you, for example, if you're in a car, as Mr. Dos Santos was, you're allowed to be stopped for no reason at all under Section 163, but if an officer suspects that you're committing an offence, then you can be stopped. For example, under Section 23 of the Misuse of Drugs Act, which is a common one, and many people listening might roll their eyeballs or be familiar with this, where you're accused of smelling of cannabis, for example. Mm. Now, if somebody allegedly smells of cannabis, or there's reasonable cause to believe that the person may be in a possession of a controlled substance, then an officer can conduct a search, for example, under Section 23 of the Misuse of Drugs Act, and they can detain you and they can use reasonable force to ensure that that search goes ahead because it would be a lawful search.
Right.
And so it's very important that my advice is, and if you are faced in a scary circumstances where you'll be, even if it's a lawful, legitimate stop and search, to comply, and as Dr. Angela Herbert, MBE, said, to comply and complain. If you feel like there's a problem, please take it through the lawful channels and don't try and resist, because what I see on a number of occasions is people, the community, getting criminalized by the actual stop, where they've been stopped for the third time in the day, they feel scared, they try and pull away. That might be seen as resisting arrest. And there you have a separate offense, which is caused by the stop. And that gets recorded as a successful stop when, you know, and it gets recorded as a crime if they're convicted. And that's the kind of thing that I want to stop.
Right. Well, Michael, thank you ever so much for joining us. Michael Herford, who is a solicitor and founder of the app Legal Lifelines.